Good morning and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. My name is Roy Peretz, and with me at the studio, who do we have here? We've got our renowned journalist, Peter Feldman. How are you, Peter?
I'm well, Roy. Nice to be back again after last night's endurance test.
Where did you go?
I went to a play last night at the Market Theatre.
Okay,
with Dorothy Ann Gould.
Who played with who?
No one was playing with anybody. They were playing with our emotions. It was a long play, a very powerful play, I must say.
Yeah?
Yeah, so I don't know. It's not mainstream theatre.
Is it
it's,
not?
No, it's on a journalist, American journalist, and her tragedies in her life. She lost her husband, who was a famous writer. Then she lost her daughter. And it's called The Magical Times.
Magical? You lose your daughter, you lose your son, you lose your uncle.
She saw it magical. As moving on in life and what you had to do. But it's nearly 2 hours of a one-woman show. Dorothy Ann Gould is amazing.
Is it nice?
It's not nice. I wouldn't call it nice. No.
When do you go to a show, when you come back home, it becomes like horrible. You can't sleep at night and turn and turn.
And then we also had our movie, our screening.
Yeah?
On, when is it? Do you remember?
You know why I
March
put this song?
March 27th.
You know why I put this song on?
The Beatles.
Yeah, no, Eleanor Rigby. You know, they were talking about lonely people. I mean, there was, I couldn't, on my way to the studio today, I was listening to that guy, I don't know what his name was, it was on Kathy's show, and it was on the Morning Mayhem. Yes, I was laughing, I don't know, everybody was very serious there, but I was really, really laughing. I'm inviting him to my show to make him happy, because, I don't know.
Because maybe you are not lonely, that's why you are laughing.
How can Roy be lonely? He's got like 200 million people who follow him.
That's right. We talk to the lonely people. Not
yeah, there are a lot of lonely people around.
My friend. But I love Eleanor Rigby anyway. You know, they were talking about the lonely people. And what can I say? You know, I had to put this song on. It's... why this one? Why America is coming to play with me? Anyway, what do we have today? So we go with us a beautiful lady by the name of Natalie Wright. Women are always right, isn't it, Natalie?
Well, I don't know if husbands agree with that one, but John.
I agree. If my wife is listening to the show, I do agree. If not, no. It's as simple as that.
Is she speaking in her own right?
She's speaking in her own right. And Natalie, just describe yourself. What do you do? Well, I brought you here for a specific reason. I want to... what you do is really amazing, and I want my listeners to know what you're doing, and maybe you can get you some business. So talk to me.
Well, thank you for the opportunity, Roy.
Absolutely a pleasure.
And for identifying the fact that I've got a face for radio.
If I had a TV show, yeah, well, I had, but not anymore. Look, most probably that's why I'm on radio.
Yeah. Okay, Roy. So the company is called SpaceyLink, and
SpaceyLink, spell it.
Yes, S P for Peter. E-C-I-L-R-N-K, SpaceyLink.
Okay, SpaceyLink. So SpaceyLink, what is your website address?
It's www.spaceylink.co.
S-P-E-C-I-L-I-N-K,
.co.za. And there, yes, you will find everything that we do. But, yeah, I think it's to talk about, as a family business, how proud we are
of what you do. But first
20
of all,
years.
First of all, you are in a building industry, isn't it?
Yeah, we're the middleman. So we would, we are the link between your, all the manufacturers, suppliers, products.
So if somebody needs, you're like a one-stop shop or like a
no,
yellow
pages. No, we don't like
that
word. That's not a nice word in our industry.
Is it not?
No, because technically we are your marketing team. So different manufacturers, suppliers, and various products that are required on every single building. Employ us to be the marketing team.
All right, let me ask you so you'll be a little bit more organized. I understand, it's the first time on radio?
Yes.
All right, so that's first of all, there's no one here. It's you and me, and no one else is listening. So just let's talk free. So don't feel excited about nothing. I know I'm very pretty and whatever, but we'll keep it for later. So how was SpaceyLink born? Give me an
idea.
Yeah?
Well, we used to service the industry 20 years ago and just giving clients leads on projects, and we saw the gap in the market where a lot of manufacturers didn't have the time and the team and the resources to actually be able to get to the amount of professionals out there. And professionals, I mean developers, architects, quantity surveyors, engineers, the developer contractors, the corporates, the interior designers. So yes, if I'm selling one product in the industry, it's very difficult to get to all those people and get them face to face.
And especially you've got the experience with those people, you know who they are. So if you recommend someone, it would be normally the right guy and not somebody that already did quite a few people. The building industry has terrible name. Terrible name. Mm. Everybody that starts with building, they'll tell you, oh, you know what? I don't want to build ever in my life. Let me buy a ready-made product, a ready-made project rather than make it myself. And mm-hmm. although it looks very nice on paper, it never materialized the way you wanted. And yeah, what can you say about that?
Are you talking about more building your own private home now?
Yeah, not just private home.
Because yes, we do build with, I mean, we deal with commercial buildings, retail, hotels, everything. But yes, if you're talking more private home, I would definitely, to solve that solution, go to an architect who's offering a complete service right down to turnkey, where he's even building your home. And the best way to do it is hand it over to him. He will design to exactly what you want, and at the end of the day you go and fetch your keys and you didn't have the pressure. I think the problem is a lot of people want to get too involved and believe that they are technical on everything and try and tell the contractor what to do, try and tell the architect what to do, and in a sense just hand it over and give it and leave it in the professional hands.
But let's put it like this. How does your concept work? I mean, explain to me, because it's the first time for me. I understand Yellow Pages. I said, listen, Roy, use that guy, he's good. Use that guy, he's good, and you can take your commission. But how your concept work?
Okay, the concept works in the sense of we've got one product in every field to build a building. So yeah. Nationally, we're sitting on about 180 clients, which is everything from the structural part of that building right down to the finishes. And the benefit there is that an architect or developer would see us and we can help him on every single product. So he would just give us a drawing or tell us what his requirements are, and with our relationship with our clients and our brilliant report system that can immediately send any requirements that are required, the architect's life is made so much easier because he had to see one person instead of 100.
I got I think SMS for you. there's SMS before, I'm not going to read it, but there's, hi guys, please message me on www.linkofspacylinks on your show now, regards Becky. So thanks Becky. So yeah. So guys, please contact us 061-895-1019. That's our WhatsApp line. You can also 34519. That will be our SMS line. 010-140-3020. If you want to talk to us, my name is Roy Peretz. I'm here with Liel Rimon from 96 Anton Drive. How are you, Liel?
Talk, Leon.
Good afternoon. I'm good.
And we've got Moshe with us as well. We've got Moshe Starograd. How are you doing, Moshe?
Good morning. Very well.
So, now I just want to know, what do you think?
About what Natalie said?
No, about the moon.
Ah,
well, thank you for joining us, Moshe.
Yeah. At least Moshe's not coughing.
Yeah. Oh, today, no.
You're feeling better, Moshe?
Well, much better, yes.
I'm glad to hear
especially
that.
Especially after Tottenham has lost that.
He's got 2 weeks to get over it already.
Didn't Chelsea also go out last night?
Thank God. I mean, no one can do it as good as Liverpool. So
as well, not as good as well.
Nobody.
As well. It's good.
I want to see you against Barcelona.
I don't know. You know, when you're with a girl and she tells you you're doing it so well, I think you're mistaken. Oh, you're so good. That's how you're supposed to make it. So I think you're mistaken, my friend, with all the English you know. So what do you say about Barcelona? 3-0.
What? It's not the 3-0. It's the way they played. Chelsea were great. If you saw, Chelsea were pressed.
I haven't seen.
Putting pressure all over the field. They controlled the game. And Barcelona just... in the right time, in the right place. But we're not here to talk about basketball.
Who put the
Messi
goals?
Messi 2 and Dembele at the first.
Oh, Suarez nothing.
Whoa.
Huh? Suarez nothing.
Suarez nothing.
According to Lille, they put pressure all over the field. They didn't put any pressure on the players. The field didn't need any pressure.
At the end of the day, even Liverpool, I mean, we should have won.
You know that Barcelona is worried about Messi's release amount. Because, you know, in a contract of the big players, you got a release amount.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have to put 200 million, 300 million.
You can buy him.
Yes, you can buy him. You don't need to ask anybody. You can just buy him. And Messi's about 700 million.
And today it's not a lot anymore.
And they're scared someone will pay it. Yeah, they need to put it up. They need to push it
up. I think Liverpool should go for it. What do you see, Rui?
No, I think so too.
Liverpool.
It's not my money.
Liverpool were in the news for two things this week.
Oh?
First of all is our great Jamie Carragher that did a horrible thing. And
I can't believe he did
it's
it.
Very, listen.
What did he do?
I'm sure the guy
I understand
actually,
it's Manchester United, but it's a horrible thing to
for
do.
Manchester
we're definitely
United,
not supporting.
On a Manchester United fan.
No, no, we're not supporting. No, it's a 14-year-old girl. But doesn't. Yes,
really?
Yes.
No,
but doesn't matter what. It's not something that you do. And not even Jamie Carragher allowed to do it.
Guys, let me go to my sponsors. Let me go to our sponsors. And we'll come back in a couple of minutes. So we've got, go to the promos. And we'll see you. And we'll hear from you. You'll hear from us in a couple of seconds. And we're back. Thank you for staying with us. That was Van Morrison, believe it or not. And Moshe doesn't shut up. So this is a long time ago.
He loves to hear his own voice, Roy. What
does,
can you do? You have him on your show. He talks.
Yeah, he doesn't talk to the microphone. He talks to you. So people hear some bubbling in the middle.
You're
something
right.
Like this. Yeah,
you're
you know.
Right.
So anyway, so we want to mention about our what we've got, a competition getting.
We don't have
too many left.
We're having a special screening at Cinema Nouveau in Rosebank. It's a movie called 7 Days in Entebbe, and it's about the notorious, you can call it, raid by the Israelis to rescue hostages in 1976 who were hijacked on a plane. They landed in Entebbe Airport. They thought it'll be fine. But the president and the big guy of Uganda, he didn't think it was fine. And this is the story of what's happened. And we're offering listeners free seats to see the show, which is being screened specially for us at Chai FM. And this is going to be on the 27th of March.
It's not for Chai FM. It's for Porn Stars Unplugged.
We're on Chai FM, Roy.
Yeah, but it's for Porn Stars Unplugged, and it's going to be screened on the 27th of March at, what is the time? 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock, yes.
8 o'clock,
yes.
And you're going to have popcorn and Coke. Free.
And what is the question you want to ask, Roy?
Who wants to come? No, I'm joking. Just so you can ask a question.
The question is, who is the big guy, the Ugandan president, who was in charge, and what
we
was his name?
We just mentioned his name. No?
What was his name? I'm sure a lot of people may remember him.
All right, just put...
He was a buffoon.
Yeah, just put the name of the buffoon SMS line 34519.
And
you can also WhatsApp us 061-895-1019.
And please give your name, please.
Put your name and your telephone number. Here you go. Yeah. We've got already Adam. Okay, Adam. Carry on, guys. Just, we don't have too many... Just go for it quickly and let's have a evening.
Adam, you forgot the dada in the end.
Yeah, the dada.
You remember?
Yeah. So, but before that, what I actually need here is people must know that we're gonna have fun that evening. It's not gonna be. Yeah, we're gonna have fun. Mm. I mean, all of us are there.
What fun, bro?
Oh, not kind of fun, man.
Why?
Although I want to. Because I'm going to come. You know, you come with your girlfriend, come with my wife. It's
a movie, a popcorn, and a...
Fun.
And Coke.
Okay.
Coca-Cola.
Here's another one. They're coming like crazy.
All right. Akiva, thank you.
And this one didn't forget it.
Oh, here you go.
Good one, Akiva. Well done.
Yeah, and we're going to continue doing those promotions. That's a... South African first premiere for this movie.
That's right.
It's a South African first premiere to this movie, and we're going to have a lot of fun, guys.
So we're going to
put your names down. We take them down.
The movie actually opens on April the 6th,
and we're going to be
seeing it well in advance.
Two weeks
in advance.
The
first people in South Africa to see the movie, guys. So it's definitely worth your while.
When was the world premiere?
Well, I think they've already had it overseas, but they haven't had a premiere in South Africa yet.
Yeah, who cares about the world? We care about South Africa.
What? So what do you think about... Yesterday we heard a lot about the land invasion, etc. I mean, do you know anything about it? Do you?
Yes, Moshe, our properties belong to the municipality. It's not only like a private properties.
Oh.
The municipality, and they went and they invented it. Because, you know, the municipality bought about 80 properties just, you know, to redo them and to have, you know, high place for the people to come and stay. But it was not like, you know, private owners, you walk in over there, you throw him out and you walk in.
Oh, you can't.
No, it didn't happen, no.
Yeah, but even municipality, I mean, don't you think those things are actually affecting us in a terrible way? Think about who's going to invest in a country where.
So that's a good question for Natalie, actually. What do you think about this kind of stuff? Is it got to do with your business? Because it's people don't want to build if someone will come into what they built and take it away or ruin it or whatever.
We haven't had major effects yet at this stage. I think it's still early days. But yes, obviously over the past years on a governmental level, yes, we've got overseas investors. We've got about, I'd say, about 5,000 projects that have been put on hold, sitting on hold for the last 3 to 5 years. But things are looking very positive. A lot of them are going ahead.
That's good. That's
now.
Good to hear. Yeah.
So just for overseas investors, guys,
I just want to say to Rochelle, I'll take your number, but it's not Kenneth Kaunda. It's not Kenneth Kaunda. Kenneth Kaunda was in Zambia. This one is in Uganda. So if you remember the Entebbe operation, there was this big guy. That actually, you know, he was trained in the Israeli army.
Yes.
He was trained in the Israeli army and then at the end turned against...
He did a parachuting course.
Yes, he did.
And he loved the Israeli army. He loved it until they come to him.
Roy, and I had a very interesting client just on that subject.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was a very successful man in the building industry for
you
many...
You say was? In past times?
Yes.
So he's not successful anymore, right?
No, he is, but he's had a plane crash, so unfortunate, years ago. But anyway, his whole approach to this country and the building industry and everything else was very much to Formula One.
Yeah.
And we got a very famous guy who doesn't race anymore. Who did you use to support, Roy?
What do you mean?
Don't let me down now. Formula
Jody
One.
Schechter.
No, Formula One.
Jody Scheckter.
Michael Schumacher.
Michael, yeah.
And there's a reason why Michael was such a successful racing driver. And it's very similar to how I think we should address and be in this country.
Yeah.
When you go around the corner, whatever's happening on the track, and the guy stands there with that, is it a checkered flag to tell you to slow down? Which color flag?
It's the yellow flag.
Yeah, I didn't want to make a mistake.
Yellow flag.
When they tell you yellow flag,
what
Michael Schumacher would do is actually go faster. Because when the rest of the world woke up and realized that, hold on, it wasn't that bad, he was way ahead. And that's my message to building industry, to people in this country.
You think, keep on building?
That's it.
You know what? I made a big mistake. You might be right. I made a big mistake not investing in property for the last maybe 4 years, 5 years. And last 2 years, no, sorry. Like 6 years ago, I stopped investing in property. Then 2 years ago, I started again. Because if you don't invest in property and you live in a sit in the country, it's quite stupid. It's actually, you don't get anything. But from the other hand, the unknown is very bad, yeah. So investing in something that is solid, you can't take it away from you. I mean, you know. And
yes, but what is it? Is it a piece of rock in the end of the day?
Yeah. I mean, if someone like Malema can take it.
Exactly.
And you know what the joke is? What? No one actually gave him even a slap on the wrist saying what he said about white people. This is not, it's not on. It's not on. He should get a slap on the wrist. I'm not saying white people must be like him and talk like him. No. Not at all.
Definitely not.
Definitely not. But I think you shouldn't get
whoever speak like this against 100%. a whole population of your country, especially need to give an answer in the court. Why speak like this? I don't think it's allowed. But like Natalie said, it doesn't look like this is putting the country into a turmoil, and we are still much more optimistic about the coming of Cyril Ramaphosa and the going of Zuma. Then,
you know, if you pay attention, the first thing that we're talking about in, when Cyril rised up, the first thing he said, I don't think it's that great, but the first thing he said was, let's do land reform. This is not on, man. This is not on. I mean, where are the people who start investing in your country if you do land reform?
No, I told you. I told you who he wants to come and invest here. And they are coming. When they finish to kill all the spies in England, they will come and invest the money over here. Cause
I really hope so.
They don't really care about land reforms and whatever. They care about money.
I really hope so. So,
you hope so. The Russian and the Chinese will come in.
I don't mind. First of all, I like Chinese. I've got no problem with Chinese people.
Yeah, but they don't have any problem that they will oppress you. They don't care. As long as they get their money.
Maybe.
Right.
The Americans and the Europeans are the one that I want to invest in here to make us a first world country. Because they care about human rights.
And a lot of the people invested in our competition. We've had a good response. We have one caller who got the name wrong.
Yeah, we did only say one. It, but we still love her very much, and we're going to give her the t-shirt.
Yes, we will.
You know who you are.
Yes. So carry on, guys. Who was the buffoon that...
They was in charge of the country during the raid.
Yeah.
Listen, how many tickets are left?
3, 4, 5, 1, 9, I don't know.
But we're obviously going in
3, 4, 5, 1, 9. Not too many left, guys. Come 3, 4, 5, 1, 9 or 061-895-1019. That's our WhatsApp. Let's go to a nice song. Let me tell you. So I don't know if you remember Vaya con Dios. I mean, who doesn't?
How can you forget?
So Vaya con Dios. You remember that's na na na. Eh? Do you remember?
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you for staying with us, and thank you for all the telephone numbers we received for our quiz.
Competition, right?
Competition and a quiz, yeah. So, anyway, all of us, we're going to meet on the 27th. It's going to be a lekker evening.
But
so
I have to say something.
Each one's getting a double ticket, eh?
Rochelle, yes. Rochelle, you get the best place in the house because you have the best answers.
Yeah.
Several answers.
I'm not joking.
Yes, I do have your name from yesterday. Thank you so much. And you are recorded. Somebody will call you, I'm sure, in the course of this today. And we will make an arrangement for you to pick up.
There's no picking up
tickets, but your names will be registered. On the register, you'll have
and
to.
And when they arrive at the theater, they just say, my name is Smith, and you'll have your name.
We're going to call you to confirm as soon as the list will be finalized, I think, today. Yeah.
Yeah. So, today we've got with us Natalie Wright. And first of all, Natalie, you got a. Actually, quite a special concept, I must say. So your concept, say, is you got an application.
Yes, it's been the latest. Obviously, we keep up with the times as a marketing team. You need to always be on top of everything and actually be ahead of everything.
Yeah.
So we have launched an app which you can download on Android as well as Apple. And this app, okay, it's called Spacelink Plus. So...
Spacelink Plus.
So
is that an application?
It's an app.
Can you go on your cell phone or is that on the...
It's cell phone.
Spacelink Plus.
With Android.
What, .0 today or just...
It's just your app, say.
And so what the app do?
Okay, so the app has got all our products sitting on there, which is every client. The owner of Spacelink just notified me now that because we're on the show, she would like to offer a very good deal. For the rest of this month, any client who wants to just go onto the app aspect is R1,000 a month, which is normally a lot more. And the benefit there is anybody from an architect right down to you, Roy, if you're doing renovations on your home or anybody, you just go on there. It's very simple. If you're looking for whatever, you just click on the product and immediately the client gets sent, phone me. And
so basically, and all recommended people, good people that has got good...
Definitely.
All right.
We've had training
I've got SMS asking me, what is Natalie's position there? What is your position there?
I am the interior design specialist and ex-owner. I'll say ex-owner because I've just recently come back.
Excellent.
I took a 5-year sabbatical.
Oh, nice.
But I did start the business with my partner. It is a family business. We are 35 staff strong nationally and about 180 clients. And yes, I'm coming on board because I want to grow my side, which is the passion, which is the interior products, interior design end. And we've focused a lot more on structural in the past, structural, mechanical, electrical. And yeah, it's time to spread our wings a bit on that other end. So yes, as far as the app goes, I believe the interior side will definitely take off.
We've got a caller, so let me put a caller in. Hi, is anybody on the line?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. What is your name, sir?
Boker Tov.
Oh, Khoyomora. What is your name?
Good morning. My name is Ram Chasson.
Ram Chasson. How are you, Ram?
Yes, good morning. I was listening earlier on about the commentaries of land reform and whatever was said on the radio.
Yeah.
Okay, basically, I was born in the Congo and I lived in the Congo for a long time. And just for your information, we did not have BEE Day or land reform. Okay?
Okay.
My business, which was quite a business, was confiscated with an A4 page. You sign at the bottom, and my business was given away to Mobutu Sese Seko, mother-in-law, without any compensation.
You know, Mobutu. Mobutu is an amazing guy. You know what he said? He said, "You know, he gave a recommendation to all the presidents in the world. He said, guys, you can't steal too much, so people will see. You must steal slowly, slowly." That was his words. You know that?
Look, I met.
It didn't happen in your case.
He made it an art.
Yeah.
I appreciate what you're saying. I lived in the Congo. I was born there. I grew up there. I met President Mobutu and all the Shahorim that you can imagine. But my business was taken over with just one piece of paper.
Yeah.
So I don't call it BE. I call it worse than anything else. To seize, to take away from
that's
you.
The 100% theft. It's 100% theft. It's blatant theft. You agree with me?
Yes, of course.
It's a blatant theft.
When I traveled the whole of Africa, the whole of Africa, and when I see what happened in Uganda in the past with Idi Amin, and what has happened in Zimbabwe, right?
Yeah.
How many more examples do we need of what could happen in Africa?
You know, I really hope that someone like Trump will come and help us, because I don't see any other one that can do something against...
Trump said what he think about us. So not Trump, but someone...
Someone like Trump?
Like Trump, yes.
Maybe. My... All I know, if you don't mind to say, Shachor u Shachor.
I'm not going to repeat what you say, sir.
No.
But,
no, that's reality.
No, it is reality. It is reality, but obviously, you know...
But we need more people like you to explain the repercussion of what these people thinking of doing.
Yeah, yeah.
But look what they did in Zimbabwe.
100%.
You're absolutely correct.
They destroyed the country.
You're absolutely correct, and we are getting to be actually better than that. So there's another call.
The understanding and the help of everybody else. Huh?
All right. So, Ram, thank you so much for calling us.
thank
you. To you too, sir. Have a very, very good weekend. And thank you for calling us. And thank you. Thank you, Tabo. Yes, you can call us if you want.
Please.
010-140-3020. And we're going to come back to Natalie. I know that's a very complicated...
But you cut me in the middle. And the other thing got to do with Liverpool this week, because this is our part. Roy and Yael talk about Liverpool, and Moshe can...
You talk about Tottenham.
No,
yeah?
Moshe can't talk.
But they're above us now.
Salah, they're above us, not for
Salah
long.
Salah pozer at Israel.
Salah pozer. Yeah. Salah, worth more than $100 million pound now. How much we bought him for?
Salah. Oh, yeah. Salah.
35 rand.
So he went up more than 75 million pounds in the last, 8 months? And that's the biggest appreciation of a footballer.
That's his worth now. Yet he couldn't score against the Manchester United.
He don't need
they marked him. They marked him. Mm-hmm. He was a marked man.
Listen, when you have a bus in front of you, it's very
was
hard.
Was it a Patco bus?
When you park a Patco bus against the...
It never moves.
It never moves.
So, yeah. All right, we're back with Natalie, and I really want to say that it is quite a complicated business, Natalie.
Yes, that's why.
And everybody that gets start building. Let me tell you, my experiences with interior designers were a little bit not good, I must say. They come in, they show you, say, don't worry, it's not going to cost you a lot, and you know, they take you around, they take you to this shop, and then later you find out that they nail you like double the price because you can get it half the price, and they get the huge kickbacks from other people. How do you eliminate that? You've been an interior designer. How do you eliminate that? I'm happy to pay someone to the designs. I'm happy to pay them a fee, but you don't want to pay double for the same thing. How do you eliminate that?
Look, I wouldn't say double. As interior designers, I think they should just be upfront in what their services are as a round figure, and the rest they can quote directly as per the product and just put their round figure that you know who you're getting.
And it also depends on your reliability, you know, on your goodwill. You know, a person comes in, he knows that you won't overcharge him, you give him the right price, and you put him to the right people. So you must have faith in you, in what you're doing, and the name that you represent.
So we're here with Natalie Wright from SpaceyLink, www.spaceylink, SpaceyLink.co.za. Go into the website, check this beautiful lady, and we'll come back to you just now after the...
Company, Roy, company.
Huh? What company?
The company, the beautiful company.
The beautiful company,
not
yeah.
The lady. Come back.
The lady and the company. So, yeah, so...
It's the lady who drives the company.
Here you go.
You're lucky he called you a lady, so let's start from there,
All right. So after our sponsors, I'm just going to say goodbye. So we're here with Natalie Wright from SpaceyLink. What's your telephone number, Natalie?
Okay. 011-455-3205. That's the office number.
011-455-3205.
And I would suggest email me, please, anything you guys need, Natalie. At SpaceyLink.co.za.
Just to remind you, SpaceyLink is SpaceyLink and .co.za. So it was a pleasure having you here.
Thank you.
Next time
you're
going to be less nervous, and and guys, if you have any good or bad experience, but just let us know.
Thanks, Roy. Really
from all of us at the Pawn Stars, and my name is Roy Peretz. I will say goodbye to you. Moshe Starograd.
Bye bye.
Shabbat Shalom from Liel. From Peter Feldman.
Cheers.
And from Natalie Wright. Have a good Shabbos, guys.